Let's read together Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. In this first section of Galatians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul argues his case that salvation is by faith alone and not by a mixture of faith and works. He argues both from experience and from the case of Abraham. Let's read verses 1 through 5. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Let's begin our study this morning with some background notes. In the epistle to the Galatians, the Apostle Paul is straightening out a very serious problem that had arisen in the churches of Galatia. False teachers, known as the Judaizers, had come in and were preaching and teaching a different gospel than the Apostle Paul was preaching and teaching. The Judaizers were wrongly teaching that you had to add the works of the law to your faith in order to be saved and in order to be sanctified, that is, made more holy. The Apostle Paul said, no, this was heresy. Salvation is by faith alone, not by works, and not by a mixture of faith and works. And sanctification, or growing in Christ, is by faith alone as well. Good works is the result of salvation and sanctification, not the means of salvation and sanctification. You see, the problem of taking away from the grace of God by adding the requirements of the Mosaic law for salvation and sanctification was so critical that the Apostle Paul used some pretty strong language in his letter to the Galatians. Look back at chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Strong word here. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. And here in chapter 3, verse 1, Paul says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Bewitched, that is, you've been cast under an evil spell by an evil influence of the devil. Paul confronted this problem, this watering down of the gospel. Paul confronted this problem head on because it was so critical. Then and today. Knowing and understanding God's way of salvation is essential because what we believe determines our eternal destiny. And knowing and understanding God's way of sanctification or becoming more holy is essential because it affects our whole way of living as believers. And certainly more we could give for background. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this first section of Galatians chapter 3. Doctrinal point number one, receiving the Holy Spirit is by faith and not by works. Receiving the Holy Spirit is by faith and not by works. In verses 1 through 5, the verses that we just read, we have Paul's argument from experience. The Galatian Christians could not deny that when they had first believed the gospel that Paul preached, they had experienced the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Verse 2, this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Furthermore, they had seen and were seeing the work of the Holy Spirit in their midst, including the early sign miracles that accompanied the preaching of the gospel that Paul preached. Verse 5, therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? We read about some of these miracles in the region of Galatia in Acts chapter 14. All of this was apart from the works of the Old Testament law. They could not deny these facts. So now comes the obvious question of verse 3. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Did you suffer persecution in vain for these truths? Verse 4. If you were not saved by the keeping of the law, do you think God's plan for sanctification is by trying to keep the law? Oh, foolish Galatians, don't be taken in by this false teaching of the Judaizers. You couldn't keep the law before you were saved, and you can't keep it after you're saved. Trying to earn salvation or work for sanctification not only ends in failure, but it is a work of the flesh or sinful nature. Verse 3, a work of the flesh. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? And any work of the flesh takes away from the grace of God, then and today. I trust everyone here understands that we are not saved by good works, because then salvation would not be by God's grace. Grace, by definition, does not allow works to be added. Add works, and it is no longer God's unmerited favor. Good works follow salvation. They are not a means of salvation. Now, the same is true of sanctification, or growing more holy, growing in Christ. We don't become more holy or more spiritual by adding works of any kind. You know, there are some Christians who believe that you are more spiritual if you read a certain translation of the Bible, or if you raise your hands when you pray, or if you don't raise your hands when you pray, or if you have devotions in the early morning rather than later in the day, and on we could go. They even judge the spirituality of other Christians by these works. Folks, these are matters of choice. Don't make them works of the flesh by thinking that's how you become sanctified or more spiritual. No, that's just as bad as the legalism of the Judaizers. Sanctification, not by works. Sanctification comes about by yielding your body and mind to the Lord and letting the Holy Spirit empower that new life that you have in Christ. This is what it means to walk in the Spirit. This is what it means to walk by faith. Now notice what is implied and taught in these verses. Every true believer is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Even though these foolish Galatian Christians were not spiritual at this point, they did have the Holy Spirit. No mistake about that, right? They were saved and therefore they have the Holy Spirit. And so do you if you're a true believer. Receiving the Holy Spirit is by faith and not by works. Doctrinal point number 2. Righteousness from God is by faith and not by works. Righteousness from God is by faith and not by works. Verses 6 through 9. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. The Apostle Paul now, in these verses, moves to the case of Abraham. The Judaizers would certainly be using Abraham as one of their primary examples. After all, Abraham was circumcised. This was God's sign of the Abrahamic covenant. Therefore, they said, all Gentile converts should be circumcised. This was one of the works of the law that the Judaizers said was necessary in order for Gentiles to be saved and sanctified. Now the Apostle Paul uses the case of Abraham as his own example and defeats the argument of the Judaizers. That's why he's drawing out on this example of Abraham, because the Judaizers would be using this example. So he defeats them at their own game. He uses Abraham as the example to prove his case. Verse 6, just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. This is a quote from Genesis 15, verse 6. The declaration by God there was made years before Abraham was circumcised. You see the argument? Circumcision, as the sign of the covenant, does not come until years later. It does not come until Genesis 17. So Abraham was already saved before the work of circumcision. Paul, by the way, uses the same argument in Romans chapter 4. So Abraham was saved by faith and not by works. And so is everyone else. Just as Abraham was declared righteous when he believed what God said, so are you declared righteous when you believe what God has said. And God has said that salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ alone as Savior, and not by works, or a mixture of faith and works. And this gospel or good news is not just Paul's spin on the Old Testament events. No, this way of faith was anticipated in the Old Testament when God spoke to Abraham, verses 8 and 9, once again. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. The way of salvation has always been by God's grace through faith. There wasn't a different way of salvation in the Old Testament. No way. The way of salvation has always been by God's grace through faith. Righteousness from God is by faith and not by works. Now, what about practical application from this first portion of Galatians chapter 3? Don't use Galatians 3:7 to spiritualize Israel. Don't use Galatians 3:7 to spiritualize Israel. Verse 7, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Some Christians take verse 7 and say that since all believers for all time are sons of Abraham, that means the promises of the Old Testament to the Jewish people no longer hold. Everybody follow what they're saying? Hey, all believers are sons of Abraham. Therefore, since all believers are sons of Abraham for all time, that means the promises of the Old Testament to the Jewish people no longer hold, since we're all sons of Abraham. They say that all those promises are to be spiritualized to the Christian church today, and the church is the new Israel. No, that is not what verse 7 is saying. The point here is that all believers are the spiritual sons of Abraham because we have saving faith as Abraham did. This does not mean that God has done away with his promises to the natural descendants of Abraham, namely the Jewish people. These promises will be fulfilled in the future. Read Romans 11 in this connection. So don't use Galatians 3:7 to spiritualize Israel.